11 years ago, Dave Zweifel and a number of us sat down and said, how do we continue the battle that we fought against Perrier? If you remember, Perrier was going to steal our spring water and sell it around the country. And we said no, and we stopped them. And because of the great efforts of the people of that community, Perrier chose to move to Michigan. So we said, well, how do we continue to have that spirit where we can do take on the big corporations, because Nestle, after all, is one of the biggest corporations in the world. And the idea was to have environmentalists get together once a year, and someone said, well, let's make it beyond just the environmentalists, let's make it a bit broader, and let's name it after Bob La Follette. In fact, fighting Bob La Follette. And so everybody said, fine. And that's, it wasn't any profound discussion, it was just, we thought that he best summed up our views about how state government and federal government ought to operate. But I can tell you, after 11 years, if it were not for Dave Zweifel, we simply would not have Fighting Bob Fest. So I want you to give a round of applause to a good friend of Fighting Bob La Follette and to all progressives in the state of Wisconsin, the editor emeritus of the Madison Capital Times, Dave Zweifel.
No one ever accused Garvey of not using superlatives, right? But on behalf of all of us at the Cap Times, welcome to, as Ed said, the 11th annual Fighting Bob Fest. And as most of you know, the Cap Times and what was in a brand new website called fightingbob.com teamed up 11 years ago, and with a lot of help from scores of politically savvy and tireless volunteers, staged the first ever Bob Fest at the Sauk County Fairgrounds just outside Baraboo. We hadn't a clue what to expect that first year, but when nearly 2,000 people showed up to listen to our speakers, a headline that year by Senator Paul Simon, the great Illinois progressive, we knew we had to do this again and again. Our one goal for each of these fests is to get the thousands of who attend energized to go out and work for the progressive cause that was spearheaded by our namesake, Fighting Bob La Follette. He rallied the people of Wisconsin and beyond to stand up essentially to the special interests and the wealthy power brokers who control government and use it for their own selfish purposes at the expense of the people. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Wisconsin progressives were able to win the hearts of Wisconsin voters and in the early 20th century passed legislation that turned the tables and the fat cats and for once gave the people, the workers, women, the poor and the unfortunate, an even playing field. No longer could banks do as they pleased by charging users interest rates on loans to small business people and farmers. Insurance companies were required to follow rules. Workers got protection on their jobs, workers' compensation was enacted, unemployment insurance was passed. Indeed, it was 100 years ago last year that the Wisconsin legislature became known as the most productive legislature in the nation. All that, plus the La Follette progressives enacted legislation that made it a crime for corporations to contribute to political campaigns. And funny, no one ever once suggested that corporations are people. Unfortunately, many of the gains of those progressives made long ago have gradually been chipped away through the years, as we all know all too well. Wealth and the privileged have been able to regain control, and they've used it to turn back the clock, particularly right here in Wisconsin, where a governor and a legislature have ruthlessly overturned longstanding Wisconsin safeguards for working people and the politically powerless. At least our courts are starting to take a good look at how legal this all is. But if these people continue to keep control this fall, you can bet that they will continue their destruction of the state's proud progressive legacy, which up until now has shined like a beacon across the land. And mark my word, if their political soulmates at the national level take control of the presidency and Congress this November, we will witness the destruction of the very bedrock of American common sense and decency, President Roosevelt's New Deal, which after all was inspired by Wisconsin progressives. Folks, we're living in a perilous time. Frankly, the future of our democracy is a place of equality and fairness where the people's voices, not just the voices of the rich and powerful, are heard and heeded, is in jeopardy. So if nothing else, let today's BopFest serve as an inspiration, a clarion call for action, to do what Fighting Bob and his colleagues did so very long ago. Take back our government so that it really is of, by, and for the people. The elections this November are crucial, and we've got to work like never before, convincing the unconvinced, converting the unconverted, to understand what's at stake and what it could do to them. We've got a full day of great speeches ahead of us. This noon there are several breakouts where you can participate and get more specifics about issues and take part yourself. There are booths and tables of information and instruction throughout the Coliseum. New Glarus beer is on tap, and several friendly food and beverage vendors are ready to serve you. Enjoy the day, have fun, but please remember how important the next few weeks this will be for us all. Thanks very much.
Jennifer Granholm, I think, had the greatest line during the Democratic convention, where she said, Romney's car's got the elevator and the workers got the shaft. I think, could you believe how good that convention was? I mean, it was just amazing. So I'm here, as always, to welcome everyone to this big tent. We invite socialists, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Greens, Libertarians, Wellstone Democrats. We welcome veterans and conscientious objectors. We welcome the politically homeless, and that looks like a lot of the people who are sitting in front of me right now. So welcome to your home away from home. When we look at the number of people who put on something like Fighting Bob Fest, it's really impossible to list all the names, because that's all we do is spend the whole time telling you how many good people have spent their time making this an even better event than the one before. If you look at the schedule of speakers, as I'm sure you have, this is going to be one hell of a day. I mean, we have some interesting people, from Bill McKibben and talking about the environment to having Buddy Romer to talk about campaign finance reform, and he has a rather unique experience there running as a Republican as well as a Democrat before. We have Jim Hightower. Those of you who heard Jim last night know that he's in fine form. I don't know what they feed him down there in Austin, but whatever it is, it sure must taste good, because he is full of hops and beans. We really have so many people to thank. We thank Sam and Lily and Jackie and all the good people who were the volunteers, and you'll be running into them now saying, how come Garvey's not following the program? And they'll have to give you some silly excuse, because I probably lost it or misplaced it. But I would like to suggest that I talked to someone the other day, I mentioned this last night, a young woman who was waiting tables at this restaurant. And she talked a little bit about how depressed she was over the recall election. She said, I'm giving up on politics because it just doesn't work. She said, but how come you're so smiley? Which I didn't think was necessarily a compliment. I didn't tell her I was drunk at the time, but I said, because we're winning. If you just take a look, for example, at the election process, slavery, of course, meant slaves couldn't vote. Women couldn't vote. That was changed by the people of the country so that women can vote, African Americans can vote. So then they decided that they would use the Jim Crow laws to keep people from the polls. So they said, no, you had to pass a literacy test, you had to pay a poll tax. We know what the poll tax was, and the literacy test was just a way to say that blacks can't vote. Those were finally overturned by the Congress, and now what the evils or those who would do evil to the democratic system are saying is, we will suppress the vote because they like only people who look like them to go to the polls and vote. And we say, stop fooling around with our democracy, because this belongs to us and not to you. It belongs to the people of the country of the United States. And stop this nonsense. Anyone who says it's about voter fraud is a fraud himself. So I think when you take a look at the speakers we're having here today, what I'm hoping we will do after the breakouts and so on is come up with a plan of action, because it's not just about speeches. It's just not about talking the talk. We have to come up with some plans. We've experimented before. We started FightingBob.com after our second Bob Fest, because we said we're never going to be covered in the corporate media, so let's stop worrying about them and do our own. Well, FightingBob.com now gets 30,000 visits a week, and that gives you some idea that we can skip through the corporate media and get the story out as to what's really happening. We have had thousands of blogs, thousands of comments from people, millions of actual hits, and so it's working. Now we've also started Fighting Bob Radio. So once a week for an hour, we have Fighting Bob Radio. Is it going to do some good? I sure hope so. We thought we would experiment by having a movable feast with Fighting Bob Fest. So we went to Chippewa Falls for Bob Fest North. And we've had two of them now, and they've been great successes. Both have ended up in the black. They've been able to provide some additional money, but the enthusiasm is fantastic. I would hope you start to ask, should we take BobFest to Milwaukee, to Beloit, to Superior, to Green Bay, or should we just have the current one as we have one per year? I think last night we were talking with Phil Donahue and Jim Hightower about, they were saying, you've got to take Fighting BobFest on the road outside of Wisconsin. Do it in Iowa, and do it in North Dakota, and do it in Minnesota, do it in Illinois. I'm not going to list all those states. Remind you of Governor Dean when he was, after he lost the primary in Iowa. But the question is, how can we best keep the progressive spirit alive and moving forward? So give it some thought and ask yourself, is there some way that we can make this even better than what we have right now? So we have radio program, we have FightingBob.com and our blogs every day, and we've got at least BobFest North. We could have more BobFest if we want to, or we could split it up even more by including Iowa and Minnesota and other states. All of this, it just says to me that we are now in an interesting spot. We've established ourselves. 11 years. Who would have thought that we would have 11 straight years of Fighting BobFest without going broke? Anybody knows how I keep books would really have to question how we've stayed alive during this time, and I think you could say that Betty Garvey is the reason that we still can stand here with our clothes on, having paid for some of them. But we really have to ask ourselves, all right, what do we do from here? Where do we go? What do we do? Hightower is saying, let's get Phil Donahue and get the people saying, use all your contacts. Let's take this thing on the road, because it was Jim Hightower's idea in the first instance. They have what he called the Rolling Thunder Chautauquas all over the country. And we were the first ones to do it, and now we're the model for Iowa and Vermont and Illinois and other states who are at least thinking about it. Should we take that on, or should we just stay with the group that we have here in the state of Wisconsin? Take it to the road. Well, as we're talking in these breakout sessions, let's discuss what to do and how to do it. And I think that, you know, it's one thing I've found about organizations over the years is there's always a time when there should be a change of personnel. And I think I'd like to suggest to you that this is my last BobFest in terms of being a chair. I hope I can perform in some other ways, whether it's taking BobFest on the road or helping those who come after. But at some point, one has to face the realities of life. And I think I'm facing that one right now. So I'm looking forward to what we're going to be doing today, because I've never seen a better group of speakers. I don't think it's ever happened before. So as you get ready for that and the breakout sessions this afternoon, let's always be thinking, what is our plan for the next year and the next year and the next year? Is it to go on the road, as someone just over there hollered, or is it to stay here? Is it to involve more people in the process? Is it to form a corporation, to a membership organization, so instead of just coming and giving your contributions, you'd actually be a voting member of the nonprofit. I mean, there are all sorts of different ways to approach what we're doing, but the main thing, we don't want to get stuck in the past or stuck in what we're doing. We have all sorts of good ideas to be exposed, and as we go through those sessions this afternoon, I think you'll hear even more ideas. But so don't expect to get all the answers from up here, because you know Zweifel, he doesn't have that many. And you know me, and I don't have any. So we need to get those ideas coming from you, and let the people who are running this show take it from there. So welcome to everybody who is here. We're a 501c3, it means we're nonpartisan. That's why we've invited socialists and libertarians and Republicans and everybody else to come here. If you see a Republican, would you please hold up a yellow flag? We'll have to have somebody accompany them. Well, give them a free beer. Everyone here doing great. License number 666-KHA. It's a blue Electra. Your car is going to be towed, or is going to be towed unless you move your car. So if you have a 666-KHA, is 666, is that the devil? The devil has arrived. 666, show yourself. Why, it's Scott Walker. So anyway, if you would move your car.